Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Colby from Daytime After Dark. I'm sorry I'm 2 minutes late. I was having technical issues. Okay, so tonight we are talking to the lovable and great actress Patricia Double, who's been on Day Live a Life, Bottom Beautiful, Studio City, Step by Step, Roseanne. I could go on and on. Okay, so here she is.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'm still a technical dinosaur, so I get nervous.
Yeah, it was the blog talk was giving me technical issues. So welcome to A Crazy Show. I'm so happy to have you on. I had Kevin on last week, and so I have you on this week.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you, Carly.
Okay.
That's a little better. Thank you.
Well, okay. How about now?
That's better. That's better. Yes, thank you.
Okay, so yes. Like I said, I had Kevin on last week, and he was a delight. As always, and we will get into you guys' storyline. And like I told him, like I'm telling you now, when you said, let's go back to the hotel room, I'm like, that might not be the best place because it was nice, and want to see Lorena bothers him. Because I'm on your side. I'm on Nancy's side. For him to do this, for Craig to do this, after 30 years of marriage, or it should be 30 by now, I think, to do this and tell you, you know, it's not a woman, it's a man. How did you feel? I mean, how was doing those scenes?
Well, at first it's Patrika. I've had friends that this has happened to. So it truly is something that does happen. And it is kind of sad when you think that somebody lives that long with a lie, because they're not living a full life. And they're not only living their full life, but they're also taking away from their partner's life. So, it's a very sad situation that it happens. And it's unfortunate that society has, you know, put such a stigma on being gay. So people have stayed in the closet for years, and it really is sad. I think Nancy is heartbroken. She loved and she still loves Craig. And she just feels a bit betrayed. And I shouldn't really say a bit. I think she totally feels betrayed. And she probably would have felt better if it was a woman. But at the same time, she has to realize that it doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. It's about the fact that she loved this man so much, and they have two beautiful children together and a grandchild, and that basically he robbed her of her life, because maybe having another man in her life would have shown the difference or would have had something go on. Yet at the same time, he loved her unconditionally and didn't betray her until suddenly he couldn't live a lie any longer. And I think that's a very sad situation, and I feel bad for anybody that's in that position. And I think sometimes you need to tell the world and your family and just say, this is who I am, and I'm not going to live the lie you want me to live anymore. I heartily support those people, yet at the same time I heartily support the spouse who had no idea.
Well,
and
exactly.
We also have to look.
I mean, exactly.
Carly,
that's how I felt for you.
Well, you know what? But just imagine that Nancy had said, "I love you, Craig, but I'm now in love with Kate," and suddenly, you know, Kate and Nancy have an affair. I mean, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
It happens on both sides of the street, and I think Ron is trying to and has tried to show that to people that you love these people, you've loved the characters,
mm-hmm.
they love each other, but they're incomplete some way. And a life lived in fear is not a life lived. And so both people are, you know, incomplete.
Yeah, I mean, because 25 years ago, right? It's been 25 years since
it's been about that much, because I think Chloe's like supposed to be mid-30s, so yes.
Okay.
And
we
were married before
day one.
I'm sorry, honey, I didn't hear
you. I from day one, so it seemed like my whole life you were on, but not aging myself, which I'm not doing. But I just remember you guys were the power couple. What I mean by that is you guys were ready to take over the hospital, you know, come the heck and high water, and, you know, pull Alice Horton, who I love so much. But, you know, I enjoy you guys, whenever you guys have been on screen. When you first came, I'm sorry, I'm on my show today, which I normally am not. When you first guys came in town, it was totally different from now.
I think the audience needs to know, and I hope what we're going to say, and there's much more story to come, is that, you know, Nancy and Craig, you know, knew each other in high school and college, and, you know, when she was raped and she didn't realize that the child was Kevin's because they were intimate, you know, she thought it was a product of rape because she and Craig during, you know, school and all, they had what she thought was safe sex. Well, as it turned out, Chloe was their child. It was Kevin, Craig was the father,
nice.
That they truly loved each other. I mean, but I think that probably the best thing is that they were best friends. You know, that's why they had fun together and they did things together, and she loved him unconditionally and made sure he was chief of staff and, all kinds of things like that. So, you know, and the other thing, Carly, it's a different time. We started in 98 and, you know, we're done like 2006 or 7. I can't remember exactly. And now we're in 2022 and there's been a lot of things in our society that have opened up doors and things. Hopefully, some young person who is having those identity problems, be it a man or a woman, can say, you know what, I don't want to live my life on somebody else's rules. My heart, my body, my everything tells me this is what I want. So, and I think Ron is trying to tell that to people. But it also moves the story forward. It's,
go on. You know, I love what you're saying, yeah. So, say more about it because it's really interesting. Nancy?
Well, it is, and I mean, I think there's, I don't remember the couple that, I can't keep everybody straight in my head, but there was, you know, they started with a gay couple there, and that was a breaking story for Days of Our Lives and things, and other shows have done it. I mean, Bold and Beautiful, and when I was there, we had a transgender story happening where the boy became the girl.
Yeah.
I mean, It is something that is in real life happening. And when it's addressed and put out there in positive ways so that people say, I don't want to live 35 years of my life lying to myself and lying to the person I love. It's doors opening and things that are being said that need to be there. And it's happening. There's more coming up and that I can't really talk about now. You're just going to have to wait and watch. And it's really some good stuff, but they're going to deal with it. And you need to, and there's some stinker stuff too, where you just, there's some stuff where you really want to slap a couple people. So you got to tune in. It's going to be interesting.
He was like, Carly, do you want me to look at my dog? I'm like, of course not. But, it's showing what daytime is all about with this storyline, in my opinion, because you are going to walk us through a story arc that has not been done in daytime yet. You know, this has not been in daytime. You know, it's always, you know, a man feeding, you know, a woman feeding on her man or a man feeding on the woman. It's never been the opposite sex. So this is a really good storyline, and I love it. And I was mad over the lunatics. I'm like, come on. And that Wednesday when you guys were off, or Thursday, I've been thinking, can't remember this story yet, but you guys are back on the 21st. So, yes. And it seems like we have some callers. So I know you and I have been, you know, having a busy day. So let me see who's first.
Let me talk to people.
Yeah. 413, you on the air. 413, you on the air.
Area code 413, come on in.
come on. So, okay. Here's another one. Hey, Becky.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, wonderful.
Hey.
Hi, Becky. Boy.
Yes. Okay, Patricia.
Okay.
I'm gonna see you in May.
I hope everything turns out. I have my husband, unfortunately, you know, had a couple strokes and he's been kind of hard to. He can't really be alone sometimes, so I have to see if I can get him straight and stuff. I'm praying that everything works out, and I hope this COVID stuff is over. And
I got to meet you at the one, not the last one, but the year before that. So, yeah, you were a hoot back then. So, yeah, I can't wait to see you again. I know we've texted a few times. I don't know. I know I was talking to Kevin. I called in with Kevin because Kevin's from St. Louis, and that's where I'm from.
Ah.
So
I know Kevin and I was when we were first on the show, Kevin and I went to St. Louis and did a couple of fundraisers for his high school back there, I remember.
Right,
so.
Right, yeah. And the St. Louis question always is, what high school did you go to? It's a St. Louis thing.
It happened. All I remember we had so much fun, and then Kevin had to say, he said, you have to go with me for fried ravioli.
Oh, did you go to Ted Drew's too?
I guess that's where we went. I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but he said you have to.
This is an ice cream place, but yeah, we're famous for toasted ravioli. You did hit on the point about would it be worse if you were left for a man or a woman. I thought about that too, if it ever happened to me. I don't know which would be worse, but anyway, I think I've texted you a few times. I just got through with cancer last year.
Oh, I hope everything's good now.
Yes, it is. In fact, all the events that I did last year, I shouldn't have really done them, but I did anyway. Yeah, I did a couple of Paul and Keith events. I did Lisa Baxter's event, and then I did, of course, Samantha's event. I did both of them. So, yeah, so I'm going to do her event in May, and then right after that I'm doing Soap Fest. So, yeah, I just wanted to call and say hi.
Well, hi back to you. Hopefully I'm going to be at Samantha's, and then I'm supposed to do Paul and Keith's Marco Island also.
Okay, I thought you were doing both of them. I'm doing both of them too, so I'll be able to get to see, because I know you're good friends with my buddy Betty Jean.
Yes.
Yeah, because when we did that event when we were in Burbank a couple of years ago, I let her stay with me in my hotel room for that night. But I know she had a hell of a mess getting there, and I know you drove her back.
It's crazy. I know.
Do you think that I've asked Kevin, and I've asked a lot of people, do you think they're going to start having the fan club events next year?
Well, again, you know, California is probably one of the strictest states as far as how COVID is handled. We're just getting to a point where we're going to let people go into restaurants and stores and things without their mask if they're vaccinated. So,
so
that's supposed to happen, I think, next week. That they're going to lift that one right this moment. So we're going to see what happens and stuff. But, you know, as I said, California is one of the strictest things as a state. So, and Florida is kind of loose. And when I was talking with Alice, you know, they've had a couple COVID cases there. And for me, it's all about my husband's health. I have to protect him. And so if there's any hint of that I could get something, I have to be very careful. And you have to remember, my husband's 80, so he's not a spring chicken, so I really have to be on guard. So that's the only thing that would ever stop me, because I miss seeing the fans. I miss doing events. I miss going into a store. It's like, it's crazy. So hopefully we can, you know, all work together as a team and get this over with.
Yeah. Because I'm hoping next in 2023, because YNR is my favorite, so I'm wanting to go back out there and do the fan club events. So I'm hoping
I don't know about that. I had so much fun, you know, because of Courtney Hope is Sally, because we started on Bold and the Beautiful together,
yes.
And then I did a couple, three episodes on YNR. So, yeah, I've been very blessed, and I'm very grateful to the fans for accepting me and for encouraging me and, you know, being in my corner, and you guys are the best. Thank you.
Yes. So I'm going to let you go and talk to the other fans, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be seeing you in May, and I can't wait, because you're such a sweetheart. You're a riot. Especially when you do the have you ever at the Soap Fest event? I love that. That's the funniest thing, I think.
We'll definitely have fun, but take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, I will see you in May.
Okay, darling.
Thank you.
Okay, Becky, I will write down you. Area code for I know it's you next time, and I will bring you right on.
Okay.
Okay, have a great night.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, 413, one last time, 413, you're on the air. Maybe they just want to be a ghost.
Okay, Carly, you
got to
talk a little louder again.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Patrita.
Hey, Bobby. Hey.
Like I said, when I first heard the news that you was coming today, so I was just a little disappointed that you was going over to YNR to at least help Sally out with the love triangle that's going on over there between Adam and Chelsea and Sally. And if you throw in Sharon, it's kind of a three-way. Hello? Hello?
Oh, my God. Hold on, buddy.
Hello?
Yeah.
Bob, what happened?
I don't know. But like I was saying.
One crazy day, but Bob was the same.
Okay, as I was saying, when I first heard the news that he was coming to Days with them, I was just kind of like, well, this would be great to help with Chloe, because I was a little disappointed that you didn't come to YR to help Sally out with her relationship with Adam, with Chelsea, and before Sharon for the love triangle that's going on over there.
Well, maybe some other time when I'm not on this one, or they'll call me in between these two shows. Who knows? I'd go in a heartbeat. I love Courtney Hope, as I said, and I had a great experience at YNR, which is another fabulous soap. So, listen, I'm blessed to be a working actor, and I would go.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder about Sally, and I have wondered that ever since the Flo-Sally rivalry on Bold and Beautiful. Sometimes I wonder about her. I really enjoy having to see Nadia about 5 years ago in Charlotte, and it was a fun event that I got a chance to meet Nadia, and it was great.
Fan events are the best because you guys are wonderful. So, if you're worried about Sally, remember she's like Jessica Rabbit. She's written that way. It's like Nancy and Craig, that we're just written that way.
As I found out recently, you don't want to mess with another redhead, and that is Phyllis Summer. I know Michelle's your friend, and I know that she had butted heads with Courtney as far as on the show in recent months. But I'm sure that once things happen over there, it could be interesting. I would love to see maybe you become business partners with Gloria on YNR.
I don't really know, honey, but I think you should just write YNR a note and say, I think this should happen, and who knows, maybe it will.
I know that Greg as Wheel is coming back to today. He's Kevin on YNR, and I know he's coming back as Leo on Days for a few episodes. It's going to be interesting to have a little mini reunion with him.
It's going to be interesting for sure.
But I'll let you go, and we'll keep in touch on Facebook.
Thanks, Bobby. I'll talk to you later then.
All right.
Okay, in closing, I just wanted to say, if you and Craig do get a divorce, you have one of the most... if you and Craig do get a divorce, I have the best lawyer on Deliver Life for you, Justin Kiriakis, played by Wally Cruz. I would love to see that. That would be so awesome to see that if it came to divorce. So I just thought I would mention that.
Well, you know, I can't comment on anything, so I can't even help you.
Well, I know, but I would love to see you and Wally Cruz, you know, have a scene or two. I love Wally as much as you guys, so, you know, so yes, and I know you have to go, but please, when this story all gets over, please come back.
You know I will absolutely come back. As we go along, I'll keep coming back if you want me. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, we always want you. Okay, have a great
day. All right, honey, thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Blog Talk. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
No, Bobby, I'm still here.
Okay, that was a great interview. And I'd like to also thank Becky for coming on, and whoever that you are, don't be a stranger. Just in that 413 area code, just identify yourself. I don't know if you might be working for another company or trying to play a prank on us, but just be nice to us. Don't be just fooling us or being crazy and just with the call. I'm just thanking all the callers. But
but this time, Bobby, I'm on my cell phone and on my house phone. I never did an interview from my cell phone before.
Oh, okay.
And that's why it was crazy, you know, because we tried, and my house phone is still not working. So, I will let everyone go, and we will be back next week. And
so no show tomorrow?
What?
No show tomorrow?
No, Bobby, think about it. It's a 3-day weekend for everyone, a 4-day weekend, and I think people will be leaving town or whatever, you know. So, but have a great night, everyone. Enjoy the night, and wash your hands and dry your hands, and listen to CNN, but not Fox News, and don't listen to the Cuomo brothers. Yes. Anything else I forgot, Bobby?
No. When's the next show, Bobby?
Yeah. Okay. I forgot one thing. I need to go on a 2-minute rant. Okay. This whole Carlson and Nina thing has to end. You know what? All Carlson fans, we all united, you guys. You know what? Carlson has dealt with worse people before the Nina leaves. And let me tell you, Carly is going to get revenge on her. And, everyone's like, well, shouldn't she give it to Sunny too? And I'm like, no, because this is different. Sunny didn't know who he was. Nina knew who he was. He was, the moment he walked into that bar. So please, everyone, please, Nina fans, please. I do not understand how anyone can help be a Nina fan right now. Can you, Bobby?
I agree with you.
Yeah, because it's just crazy. So, and I tell you guys, just keep on treating our beloved Carlson. You know, first we treat beloved Carlson, and then the next week we want Nina to bob the cliff.
Okay.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Bye, bye.